Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. My time at the Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon that hold that a Zohar is allowed to do Yitzika of the oil? He's allowed to do it. What's the reason why they hold that a Zohar is allowed to do it? So, very simple. Amar Kroh, it says in the Pasuk, V'yitzok Aleha Shemen, right? You'll pour oil on it. V'nasan Aleha Lavona, you'll put Lavona on it. Ve'eviha el bnei Aaron haKohen, you'll bring it to Aaron, the children of Aaron the Kohen, v'kamat, and then he'll do kibitza. So what do you see from the pasuk, black and white? Mitzika ve'elech mitzvah b'kuhuna. Only from mitzika and on, only from, I'm sorry, mikamitza ve'elech mitzvah b'kuhuna. Only from kibitza and on has to be a Kohen. Liman al yitzika u'belila, but before those stages, k'sher bizarre, anybody can do it. It says straight out in the pasuk. So, that pasuk is so obvious that how could someone hold otherwise? Reb Shimon, how can Reb Shimon hold that Yitzhak can't be done with a Zohar? Very difficult answer. Reb Shimon, Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, yeah, when it says Aaron HaKohanim, that means Mikra Nidrash Lefana Vula Achrav. The pasuk has a drasha before and after. So, that means that the pasuk itself is not chronological. Because it says you'll bring the oil and the pouring, and then Aaron will do the kmitza. Right. But it means that Aaron has to do everything before the kmitza too. Mm-hmm. Which means everything has to be done by a Kohen. Which means the pasuk itself is not in chronological order. That's unusual.
Why?
The pasuk itself is not in order?
The whole Torah is not in order.
No. But within a parsha, there has to be some order. Otherwise, the Torah is order. The words are meaningless.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's meaningless. Right? So Mikra Drush Nidrash Lefanav Ulachrov. Okay. Vesavar Shimon Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Ulachrov. Does Shimon even hold that? Whatever that even means. Does he even hold that? Vitanya, but we learned. It says like this. Also, very hard pasuk. It says...
Not easy, Dav.
No, it's not hard, but you see. This is a... V'lokach HaKohen. The Kohen will take Midam HaChatos from the Dam of the Chatos Be'etzba'o with his finger, v'nosan al karnos hamizbeach, and apply it, put it on the corners of the mizbeach. Okay? Now, this pasuk is talking about a karmachatos, regular karmachatos. So, says the Gemara, it says, v'loka ha-kohen, the kohen will take midam ha-chatos, Be'etzbo, right? With his finger. V'nasan al karnos hamizbeach. How's he going to be v'nasan? How's he going to put on the karnos hamizbeach? Also with his finger. It doesn't say that, but it's obvious, no?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Be'etzbo v'lokach. He'll take it with his finger. Malamed, shelo tehei kabbalah ela b'yamin. Has to be the right finger, because all of that vote has to be done with the right hand. Then it says, Be'etzbo v'nosan, he's going to apply it with his finger. Malamed, shlo tehei nesina el b'yamin. That also has to be yamin. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Amr Reb Shimon, says Reb Shimon, v'chinema yad b'kabbalah? Does it say yad by or finger by Kabbalah? Says Rashi in the last wide line. Klomar, v'chinema etzba b'lokeach? Does it say finger by taking? Halom nosin hu omer. It says it by the nosing. Now, when I read this pasuk, I thought the exact opposite. I'll read the pasuk again. V'lokach ha-kohen midam ha-kohen be'etzba'o. V'lokach ha-kohen midam ha-chatos. The kohen will take the dam ha-chatos be'etzba'o. With his finger. V'nasan al-karnos ha-mizbeach. How's he doing that?
Be'etzba'o.
Says the Gemara, says Reb Shimon, v'chi nemar yad be'kabbalah? Does it say that he's going to take it with his finger? Like it doesn't say it, but it does say it. V'halo lo nemar yad b'kabbalah, right? It doesn't say yad b'kabbalah. Kiva b'smol kosher. So therefore, that would be kosher. That doesn't make any sense. Look at the pasuk. It says, v'lo kachakor midam, the way Reb Shimon reads the pasuk is as follows. V'lo kachakor midam achatos, period. How he does it, I don't know how. Be'etzba'o v'nasan. With his finger, he'll apply it. Such a forced reading of the pasuk.
Yeah, why?
I don't know why he's reading it like that. And then you have a kasha. Rav Shmuel doesn't hold Joshua Lefana v'Lachav. So if Omar Abaya b'midrash nidrash Lefana v'Lachav k'miflagi, that's what they're arguing about. Said Abaya. So how can you tell me that Rav Shmuel holds that? He doesn't hold it by chatos. So Gemara says, Ella high time with Rav Shimon. A different answer. It says the hevia vav mosif alini rishon. The vav adds on that it's really one old story. So when it says when you're going to bring the mincha to the kohen, it means the kohen has to do all the work even before you bring it. Why? Because the vav connects the whole pasuk together. Fine. For Sav Reb Shimon vav mosif alini rishon. Does Reb Shimon hold that? Ella meata. How the Ksiv it says, "V'shacharas ben abakar," you're going to shech the animal. "V'ikrivo b'nei Aaron akolanim es adam," and the Aaron and his kohenim are going to bring it. "V'zarku es adam," and they're going to sprinkle the dam. So we all know this halacha. "Mikabala ve'elech mitzvah kahuna," the kahanim only come onto the scene by kabbalah. "Melamed ala shchita shekshere bizar." Shchita is kosher with a zar. Okay. "Ilu Reb Shimon." Vav Mosif Alinian Rishon, Shchita Hachinami Bazar Te Psula. So if you're saying that a Vav Mosif Alinian Rishon, then Shchita should be possible with a Zar. Because the Vav means the whole thing, I said, Dombek Ahanim. How could you have a Shchita by a Zar? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a Kasha. Shiny Hasam. There it's different by Shchita. The Amar Kra says, V'samach, and you do Smicha, V'shachat, and you do Shchita. Ma smicha bazar, shchita obviously is done by a zar, because smicha is done by the baal. So therefore, there's a hekish af shchita bazar. So to shchita can be done with a zar. In a chenami, Reb Shimon holds vav mosaf lini rishon, which is why Reb Shimon holds that by a mincha, everything has to be done by the kohen. What about by shchita? That's a different reason why shchita is kasha bazar. Even though we hold vav mosaf lini rishon, not by shchita, because there's a hekish tzrik to smicha. Smicha is done by the baal. Shchita can also be done by the baal. I ma shchicha bebailim, af shchita bebailim. Right? So maybe the gesundheit. Maybe this question means maybe shchita has to be done by the baal. So it's not optional, right? Maybe just like smicha has to be done by the baal, gesundheit. Maybe shchita has to be done by the baal. I don't find that anyway. It has to be done by the baal. So no, hahu lo matzah zamaita. That can't be true, because it's a kal v'chomer. That can't be true. Mazrika, it's rika. The ikar al kapara, right? What's the whole carbon for? The zrika. Lo ba'i bailim. The baal can't do that. So shchita the la ikar al kapara lo kolshkin. So for sure, right? V'chi tema. You want to tell me aimed on an efshar mishi'i efshar? Well, it's impossible for a go for a baal to do zrika. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because he's not a kohen. It's impossible. So, what kind of kavachomer is that? That if a zrika, which is so vital, the guy can't do it, so shchita also doesn't have to do it. What kind of kavachomer is that? A zrika is impossible to do it. So the Gemara says, Gol Yerachmona b'yom HaKippurim. But it says by Yom Kippur, what does it say by Yom Kippur? V'shachar es parachat es asher lo. That the... Thank you. Thank you. So by Yom Kippur it says v'shachat es ha-parachat asher lo, that the Kohen Gadol is going to shecht his par. Melamed? His own par, yeah. Melamed d'shchita ba'alma lo ba'inam ba'alam. So everywhere else you don't have to do it. But by Yom Kippur, it says he has to do it, the baal, meaning the Kohen Gadol. So you see from here that everywhere else in Shas, everywhere else in the Torah, you don't have to do it. Okay, very good. What? You don't have to do Shechita. You can if you want to, but you don't have to.
But
Smicha the baal has to do, yeah. Amar Rav, says Rav, a new thing. Kol makom shedemar Torah v'chuka, whatever it says Torah and chuka, eino elo la'akiv. It's ma'akiv. This whole concept is foreign, because Torah says, put on tefillin, yeah? It doesn't say Torah, doesn't say chukah. What do you mean ma'akiv? You don't want to put on tefillin, so don't put on tefillin. Okay, I tell you. What do you mean ma'akiv? Well, you don't do it, and before it's ma'akiv, you don't have to do it. Such a strange thing. It's like, for example, Kasakata Diktarti Bu'inan. You need both. You need both words. For example, you need both words, Torah and Chukah. Diksiv, like it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah, by Paraduma. Zos Chukas HaTorah. It says it, that's Ma'akiv. And what if it wouldn't say it? Then it's not Ma'akiv. No, you do what you want. I don't understand this. What if it's not Ma'akiv? Well, you don't have to do a Paraduma? You don't have to do every detail of Paraduma? Like, what's not Ma'akiv? Why is that different than Tefillin? So you don't want to wear Tefillin, don't wear Tefillin. What can I tell you? Like, what do you mean Ma'akiv? What does that mean? I'm not sure.
How often does that appear, Chukas and Torah together?
Rav made a statement that we're going to completely change. Because exactly your point. Right? So, Simon Natat Yakmal. Vare Nazir. What about a Nazir? Delok Sivba Ella Torah. It only says Torah. Amar Rav. Tanufa Benazir Ma'akevas. And Tanufa is Ma'akev. Why is it Ma'akev? Doesn't say Torah and Chukah. Only says Torah. No, Shiny Hassam. Nazir is different. Kivan Dixiv Ken Yaseh. Since it says, so shall you do. Keman, tiksiva buhu chukatami. It's as if it said chukah. Okay? By the way, that simon had seven letters in it. There are seven questions now. Seven places in Shas where we only have, in Torah, we only have one or the other word, and yet it's ma'akev. First one was nazir. Number two, hare toda. The toda. Delo ksiva be'ela Torah. And when it says Torah. Utnana, we learned. Arba shebatoda. The four breads of the Toda, Ma'akvin Zezeh, the Ma'akiv. So the Gemara again, Shiny Toda, the Itzke Shlo Nazir, it's compared to Nazir. The Chziv, Al Kol Zevach Todas Shlomov. It's compared to Nazir, not Akasha. From Amar, Shlomov, Larabos, Shalmei Nazir. That includes Shalmei Nazir. Okay? Next, number three, Vare Mitzorah, Lara Mitzorah, Delo Chziv Be El Torah. It only says Torah, like those Torahs are Mitzorah. Utnana, we learned, Arba Minim Sheba Mitzorah, Ma'akvin Zezeh. The four Minim of Mitzorah are Ma'akiv one to the other. What four Minim? So I would, Rashi says, Eight Ered, Shni Tolaz, Ezov, Fitziporim. Meaning, if you only have three of the four ingredients, you're not finishing your Mitzorah for a procedure. You're not, it's a Ma'akiv, it's Ma'akiv. Again, what it means, Ma'akiv? If you don't have all four parts of the Tefillin, you're not wearing Tefillin. What can I tell you? You don't have all four. What do you need a limit for? What would I think? If not for this, what would I think? You could do Mitzvah with only one min, or two, or three? Yeah? And what about four minim on Sukkot? I don't have four minim, I only have three. What would I think? That's good? I need a special limit to tell me no, it has to be Ma'akiv. I have to have all four. I don't get it. Anyway, Shiny Hasim, no, Mitzvah is different. Kivon, Dechziv, Zos, Tihye, Torah HaMitzvah. This is the Torah HaMitzvah. Kiman diktiv bei chukah dami. It's as if it said chukah. Fine. Next one. For Yom HaKippurim. What about Yom Kippur? Delo ksiv bei ela chukah. It only says chukah. Rashi says, ksiv, it says, v'haya, v'haysa lochem, l'chukas olam, b'chodesh hashvi'i, that's in Achrimos. Okay? So, the sefer called the Or Yeshua wonders, why does Rashi pick the pasuk of Yom Kippur that mentions the word chukah by fasting? It should have said the following. Rashi should have quoted the following pasuk: V'ha'isa lachem, v'ha'isa zos lachem l'chukas olam l'chaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatosechem achas bashana. We're just talking about the avodah of Yom Kippur. Everything's ma'akev. You can't listen. You can't leave out one detail. Rashi picked the pasuk about fasting. On Yom Kippur, which is not, what do you mean, Ma'akev? What does that mean? It doesn't even make any sense, Rashi. The pasuk is not...
What pasuk is that?
Rashi quotes it. Okay. In Achrimos, Rashi says. There's another pasuk in Achrimos, by the Avoda, that says, Chukah by the Avoda, which is what we're talking about. Okay, Kasha Rashi. Utnana, we learned, Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim, Ma'akvin Zezeh. The two Seir of Yom Kippur are Ma'akev each other. Right? So, Ella, you're right. O Torah, O Chukah. In order for it to be Ma'akev, you need one or the other. Torah or Chukah. Varei Shar Korbanos, Dixibu Torah, Velo Ma'akev. But there are other Korbanos that says the word Torah, and they're not Ma'akev. Right? What does it mean the Namakiv? Rashi says that. What? We're going to get to that. No, Rashi says, what do you mean it's not ma'akiv? So Rashi says, I guess it's different than tefillin. Rashi says that if the emurin of an ashram, you don't do that, the carbon's good. Okay? So it's not ma'akiv. And it says the word Torah. So the Gemara answers, no. Torah by chukah. Torah requires the word chukah. Chukah lo by Torah. Chukah doesn't require the word Torah. Okay? So ask Tosfos. What?
So it's not the two words together.
Exactly. All you need is chukah. So why does it ever say the word Torah?
Well, because we've had examples where it just
says what? Torah. What did you say?
Haven't we had examples where it just say Torah and it was Ma'akeh?
Hmm?
Wasn't it?
I'm sorry. It's not Tosfos' question. Tosfos' question is that why does it say Torah and chukah together? If all you need is chukah. Zos Torah sachukas ha-para. The paraduma. Why do you need both? Right? So Tosla says, he tells the answers, it must be for some drushes that we don't know about. Right? Rashi says, look at Tosfos. The second to bottom Tosfos. Right? Vim Tomar, Torah l'may asa. Why do I have to say the word Torah? B'kiyai gavne, wherever it says chukah also. It's extra. Right? B'perakama gavi etzba lo boi kuna, t'parach el l'koin lamli. V'yesh lomar, the Torah asa l'shum drusha. Must be some other drasha for it. What it is, he doesn't say. Okay. Anyway, Vatorah v'chukah amar. Yeah, but that's not what Rav's statement was. Rav's statement was Torah and chukah. Now he tells me, no, he meant either or. That's not what he said. Right? Sometimes we just change, that's what he meant, but we don't give that answer. That's what he meant to say, or change what he said. We heard it, you heard wrong. Now we're not giving that answer. Amalei, Amar, Hachikamar. Af agaf dechsiva Torah. You're right. Even though it says the word Torah, Iksiva chuka in. Then it's ma'akiv. V'ilo, lo. And if not, it's not ma'akiv. V'ari mincha. What about a mincha? Dechsiv bechuka. From a Rav. Rav said, Kol makom shehichzer akasav v'toras mincha. Enu el la'akiv. If it ever repeats, if the Torah repeats itself by the carbon mincha, then it's ma'akiv. Right? But what do you need that for? It says chuka. Right? So, hichzir in, lo hichzir lo. If it's repeated, it's ma'akiv. And if it's not repeated, it's not ma'akiv. Right? But it says chukah. That alone should make a ma'akiv. Why do we need to repeat it? So the Gemara answers, shani hasam, dikhik siva chukah, achil aksiv. When it says chukah, it's on the eating portion. Right? Therefore, that can't teach us it's ma'akiv. Dari lechem upon him. What about lechem upon him? Dechi ksiva chuka achi laksiv. It says the chuka on the eating. Utnan shnei sedarim ma'akvin zezne. The two halves of the table are ma'akiv each other. Shnei bazichin ma'akvin zezne. The two spoons are ma'akiv each other. Ma'asidron va'bazichin ma'akvin zezne. And the bazichin and the loaves are ma'akiv each other. Meaning, perfect, doesn't mean perfect. And it says chukah by eating, so who made that ma'akiv? Ella, we change it again. Kol hecha dechsiva achila. Whenever it says chukah by eating, akula milsa dechsiva. It really means it has to be perfect on everything. V'shayni hasam, and by mincha it's different. So why does mincha have to repeat itself if it says chukah by eating? Amarkra miger sa umishamna. Okay? Rashi says, look at the last Rashi on the bottom. Gabi mincha, what does that mean? Ger sa umishamna. Right? So Rashi says, Gabi mincha, by mincha, lahacha, lahachi lohavye, chuka dide, ikuva. That's why chok by mincha is not ma'akev. Why not? Mishum dechsiv, because it says, miger sa umishamna. So what? Midamatzi lemichta, migeres umishemen. It should have said, geres and shemen. Because of migar sa umishamna, but it doesn't say that. Shmamina hachikamar ger sa shalem, ushamna shalem. Shem chiser kol Shehu, pasul. Missing anything, it's pasul. Umid itzrech lemichtav lahachi, shamina, chutididei, lav chukah. So the chukah is not, the chukah is not ma'akiv, because then why would I have to say gersa ushamna? That tortoise is ma'akiv. Therefore, it's not ma'akiv, and therefore we have, it has to repeat itself.
So if you don't have enough oil, it's no good?
Correct.
Isn't that kasha though? So the chukah alone is not implying ma'akiv.
No, that's the answer. It's different by mincha because damar kra gersa umishamna geresh v'shemin ma'akvin ve'ein davar echa acher ma'akev. Okay, so there. So in summation, we have three different permutations of how it's going to work. If it says Torah by itself, it does not ma'akev. If it says chukah by itself, it is ma'akev. What if it says Torah and Chukah by itself? Torah and Chukah together? Of course it's Ma'akev. Right? Okay.
But that then is, ask the question, why does it say Torah by itself?
So Tosafot said, we don't know why.
We don't know, okay.
But there must be some reason.
Right?
Right? Nothing's without a reason. We just don't know the reason. Okay? Good? Told you it wasn't hard after today. Gufa. What?
We're not done yet. We've still got an omit here.
It's not hard. What?
You did all seven?
I don't know.
So the last simon was what?
Was Yom Kippur.
We didn't do
Omar Ma, Gufa, Omar Rav. Kol makom shehichzir lo akasav b'taras mincha, enu el la'akev. If the Torah repeated itself, by a korban mincha, says Rav, it was to make it ma'akev. Shmuel Amar, geres v'shemen ma'akvin, no, geres and shemen are ma'akev, because it said geresa u'mishamna ma'akev, v'in davar echad ma'acher ma'akev. And nothing else is ma'akev. So what does that mean? He didn't do this and that, it's not ma'akev. Shmuel, afagaf de tana be'kra, lo ma'akvale? Shmuel's going to say, even if the Torah repeated itself, it's not ma'akev? Even if the Torah repeat itself, it's also not ma'akev? Is that true? That can't be right. Why would the Torah say it twice? Right? Why do we say things twice? Because you want to be emphatic about it. You better not eat that ice cream. You better not eat that ice cream. Right? We'll be emphatic about it. Right? The Torah is the same thing. So how could Shmuel hold the time ma'akev? Ella, no. Kol hechad tani be'kra, vadeh ma'akva. No, if the Torah repeats itself, it's for sure ma'akev. V'hacha b'malei kumtso, Bekumtso kamiflagi. They're arguing about this detail over here about kumtso and male kumtso. Ditanya, because we learned in a brisa, right? Balkimitza, it says male kumtso. That's in Perak Beis, Pasuk Beis. Then in a different place it says, in Perak Vav, in Pasuk Ches, it says bekumtso. It changed the lashon. It didn't say male kumtso. Rather, it said, Bikumto. Right? We learn from there, Shelo yasem mida lekometz. You can't make a kli of size of a kemitza. I don't want to get my hands dirty. I'll make a kli that'll hold exactly a kemitza, and I'll put the kli in, and I'll get a kemitza's full. I should get my hands dirty? No, I'm not doing that. I'll get a kli. I'll create a kli that holds mamash a kemitza, and I'll take the kli, put it in the bowl, got a kemitza out of it, I'll put that into another bowl, and then I'll do the kemitza. Can't do that. You know why? It says mikumto from his kemitza. Okay? Rav Savar, now, Hanami Tani Bekra, Dichsiv, Vayakri Ves HaMincha, you could bring the mincha close, Vayimale Kapo Mimenu. What does Kapo mean? Kapo means your palm. As Rashi says in the first skinny line, v'lo kli, not a kli, hilkach im kamatz b'kli, pasul. Okay? Now where was that pasuk said? Where was this other pasuk said? It was said by the miluim. This pasuk Rav just brought was said by the miluim. U'shmuel doros misha lo yalfinan. Shmuel says, don't bring me a pasuk from the miluim. That was a one shot in history. Bring me psukim from regular karban minchas that apply forever. Don't bring me it. Rashi says in the next Rashi, Hachikamar, Chazara, Degeres, v'shemen hu da'asili kuva v'chein dugmasa shuruch v'taras mincha doros avol v'imalei kapa lo chazarehi. That wasn't repeated. Okay? Now, is that true? V'lo yalef Shmuel doros misha. Shmuel doesn't learn out doros from harasha, from a one-time deal. V'atnan. We learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim that said like this. Kli halach, a kli that was normally used for liquids, mekadesh et halach. It can be mekadesh lach when you put liquids into it. In talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Umidas yavesh, mekadesh et yavesh. And kli for dry things, mekadesh dry things. Ven kli halach, mekadesh et yavesh. V'lo yavesh, mekadesh et halach. You can't mix and match. A kli used for yayin cannot be used for flour. A kli used for flour can't be used for yayin. Varmar Shmuel, lo shanu elamidos. That's only true if it's a kli. Avol mizrakos. What's mizrakos? What?
Forks.
No, mizrakos aren't forks.
Bowls.
Mikachin, that can work. Dichziv, because it says, shnehem malayim solas. Okay? Where does it say that Shnei Malay and Solus? Solus is flour. It's a salad. And a Mizrak is a bowl, but you put liquids in. So where does it say that they put salads into liquid bowls? Where is this Pasuk? The answer is, this Pasuk is said 12 times by the Nesiim. Right? It says 12 times by each Shevet that they put the salad into a bowl meant for liquids. Right? Rashi says. Shehen klidam, it's a klidam, mikachin solus yavesh. That was mikadesh, dry flour. V'yolef taimam in nesiyim. So now the nesiyim. Alma gamar daras misha. So what do you see? You see Rav Shimon learns out doros misha, right? Okay? Ready for this? Ready for the answer? Shiny has, no, shiny it's different over there. The Tana Bei Kura traits as Zibdin, because the Torah repeated it 12 times. So what kind of answer is that? So therefore what?
Emphasis.
What?
Emphatic.
That what?
That's why you can learn Arabic, because it was repeated 12 times. Typically you can't from Harasha, right?
Since it was repeated 12 times, therefore what? Therefore you can learn it out. Says Tosfos.
One second, if it was repeated 11 times?
Right.
What? It's exactly his point. It was a one-time event. Normally, I don't learn. Rav Shimon.
That's
backwards. One second. Shmuel said, really, you can't switch mix and match kalim. But by a bowl, you can. Why? Because it did it in the, by the Mishkan. Yeah, but that was a Rosh Hashanah. No, but it had it 12 times.
It doesn't change the Rosh
Hashanah. But it does. So Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos, the Detani Beikra, Trey Sar Zimni. It says it 12 times. It says to what?
It says it 13.
What is 13?
One's a repeat in the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. It's true. And Lahakshos says, don't ask me. Adarabba, just the opposite. Lahave Shneik Suv Mabom Ke Echad, the Ein Malamdin. Well, it only says it here, which means, only here 12 times, but nowhere else. Don't ask that question, says Tosfos. Why not? What Tosfos is saying is, what you said, it's still a harasha.
Right.
So how could that lead, how could you say, someone said that here. How could that teach me, Ladaras? Shmuel said, you're not allowed to switch kalim for liquids to solids for liquids, except for the bowl. Why? They had it 12 times by the Mishkan. So what? So therefore, so Gemara adds up, they had it 12 times in the Mishkan, therefore you can learn it out. So what kind of, don't ask me, why should you learn it out? Don't ask me that question. Right? The Tzon Kachem explains, what is Tosfos driving at? Shneik Suva Banka Echad E Malamdin is when you have two different psukim. And it says, for example, it says in one place, that you have to sit on your head. And it says in another place you have to sit on your head. If the Torah wanted you to sit on your head all the time, it would have said only one time, and it applies to the whole Torah. The Torah said it twice, only those two places. That's what Shneik Sobon Kach Eim Alamdin means. Right? It's not Shneik Sobon Kach Eim Alamdin. It's the same pasuk 12 times. Why the pasuk repeated 12 times? Nobody knows. Right? Everybody has different reasons. The same reason. It's all the same reason. That everyone, every shaver had their own kavanas. Okay, excellent. Right? But that's not a question of shekazu monkei chadim landed. Tosfos don't answer that question. That's not a question. What about the question of Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, since the Torah repeated itself so many times, it meant to broaden it, and it can even be used after the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav Vare Hagasha the Tani Beikra Hagasha the Torah repeats Hagasha some ceremony of taking the mincha and going to the Beis Hamikdash, coming to the Mizbeach before you burn it. And that's Nama Akif, and it repeats it. Man Tani Bei, where's this taught? Dechiv, Zos Toras HaMincha, right? Hakrev Osa B'nei Aaron Lefnei Hashem. Hahu L'Gvo L'Makam Huda Asa, right? So the answer is, that's not telling me, that's not being Ma'ach, it's not repeating itself, it's just telling you where to go, right? The Tanya, Lefnei Hashem, it says Lefnei Hashem, what's Lefnei Hashem? That they have a picture, Yachal, I would think, B'mayrav. Why the Mayrav? Because the western side is near the Heichal. So you're the closest to, quote-unquote, Hashem. So Lefnei Hashem the most, because the western side's in front of the Heichal, right? El Paneham is Talmud Lom, El Paneham is Beach. No, the Paneham is Beach. What's the Paneham is Beach? What's the Paneham is Beach? It says Lefnei Hashem, Paneham is Beach. What's the Paneham is Beach? As opposed to Lefnei Hashem. So for some reason, the Paneham is Beach is the southern side, which has the ramp. That's the way to get up to the Mizbeach, right? How do you get up to the Mizbeach? You can't jump up. You need a ramp. That's Panei Mizbeach. El Panei Mizbeach. If it's Panei Mizbeach, Yachal Bedarom, then it should be on the southern side. Talmud Lomar, Lefnei Hashem. That's why it says, Lefnei Hashem. HaKetzad, how do you reconcile? Magisha Bekerin Dromis Maravis. So go to the southwest. You get both worlds. You're Lefnei Hashem, and you're Panei Mizbeach, southwest. Keneged Chudush HaKerin, at that corner over there, Fidayo, that's all you need. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, no. Yachal Yagishenu L'Marava Shal Karen. Yachal, I would think, Yagishenu L'Marava Shal Karen, you go to the west, or L'Droma Shal Karen, or to the south, Amarta. Kol Makam Shat, there's two psukim here. One said Pnei Hashem, one said Lefnei Hashem, and one said Pnei HaMizbeach. So, how do you reconcile that? One's the south, and one's the west. How do you reconcile that? First time I said, southwest. Right? Southwest, perfect. Says Rabbi Lesser, wait a minute. Kol makom shatamotzei shtei mikros. Whenever you have two psukim, echad mekayim atzmo u'mekayim chavero, and by you could figure out a way to do one pasuk, and you mekayim the other pasuk. V'echad mekayim atzmo, there's another way. You do one pasuk, u'mevatel es chavero. And then you mevatel the other one. So don't do that. Right? Manichin es mekayim atzmo mevatel chavero. I will disregard the method where I will comply with one pasuk and be mevatel the other pasuk. And therefore, I'll pick the way that I can kill two birds at one stone. I can do both. How can I do both? Kishata Omer Lefnei Hashem. When it says Lefnei Hashem, that's Mayrav. Right? That's Mayrav. Why is that Mayrav? West. Think of the western wall. The western wall is the closest wall to the Heichal. The west was the spot. Look at the picture in the Rashi. The west, Mayrav, it says Mayrav, the western side, you're in front of the Heichal. That's the closest spot with Lefnei Hashem. But Mayrav, Butla El Panei HaMizbeach Bedarom, that I'm going to be Mavatel, the southern side. Right? Kishat Omer El Panei HaMizbeach, but wait a minute, when it said the southern side, Bedarom, Kiyamta Lefnei Hashem, I'm going to be Mekayim Lefnei Hashem also. How's that possible? How can I be Mekayim Lefnei Hashem if the southern side is not in front of Hashem? The answer is, because he's going to hold that the Mizbeach was moved over to the southern side, also Lefnei Hashem. Right? Heche kiyamta, how can you be mekayim both? Amravashi, ksavar, haitana, this Tana holds. Kula mizbeach betzafen kai. The whole mizbeach was in the north. If the whole mizbeach was in the north, so you see where in the picture of the mizbeach, oh, you have a picture of it.
Right.
You have a picture of it?
Yeah.
If the whole mizbeach is in the north, then the southern side is lifnei Hashem, and it's also pnei hamizbeach, and you kill two birds, and you get both. I think it's a machlokas.
Because you see the Rashi's drawing here is so totally in the south.
Hmm? I know. The Rashi didn't draw that picture.
He didn't?
No.
To make it much easier, can I just in the base of English itself? Why does he have to make it such a...
Mamash means over there.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you're not, you're not with Hashem.
Exactly.
Right? With Hashem is everywhere, right? The Uncle Moshe Hashem is everywhere?
I said, but there's more here than...
Right, so with Lufnei Hashem means Mamash Lufnei Hashem. Right. 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 Look at the last Rashi. I know it's a good question. So Rashi says in the bottom, last Rashi, "Upesach haHeichel beEmtz Azara." There's no question that the Heichel, the entrance was in Azara, was halfway in the halfway point. V'kiven dekol mizbeach v'chatzi Azara omer bo b'tzafon. Since the mizbeach is completely in the north, right? Ashkech ishtakech dekir dromus shel mizbeach kul lefnei Pesach haHeichel. So the southern side is in front of the Heichel. For Nikra Droma, Shalom is Beth of Nashem. And therefore the southern side is also Mamash of Nashem. Therefore we get everything. Alright? And we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Maskif La Rav Huna. Everybody have a very good day.